37 past the hour. Air America Radio's Morning's Edition. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Yo.
Chris Hedges will be here in just a little while. And I just want to say, before I bring on our next guest, I'm going to be stopping by to a TV taping of Greg Giraldo's show tomorrow. Greg's got a new show on Comedy Central called Friday Nights with Greg Giraldo. It's a Comedy Central show, and Comedy Central has given us some pairs of tickets to give away. The taping is tomorrow at 6 o'clock on East 44th Street in Manhattan. We'll give a pair of tickets to the first five callers right now. So if you ever wanted to see a live TV taping, now's your chance. 866-303-2270. Speaking of comics, in the studio right now, fresh off the plane from Las Vegas, is a regular on Comedy Central. We used to do Tough Crowd together all the time. He's also does a regular column in the Advocate, Friend or Foe, by Jim David. Jim David is in the studio with
us
right now.
How are you guys?
What's
I'm
up,
glad
Jim?
To be here in the home stretch.
Good to see you again.
It's really good to see you.
Friend of the show, Jim David. I got some good pictures of us, buddy, from the Strand bookstore of me, you, and Eric Bogosian.
Oh, man, I'd love to see those.
I got to send them to you. I have them at home. Maybe we could put them online. You know, if we were a responsible show, Jim, in the way that we'd have pictures of everybody online, but it takes so much effort and concentration just to put our show together.
I expected some pictures on, you know, on the wall out in the hallway,
okay.
You know.
Brendan McDonald, which I knew, as I was saying, responsible, was going to be like, who the hell is he talking about? I got into my head and said, yes, they are on the site, so you can go see those on the site.
Oh, they are on the site.
Yeah. Maybe I should go to my site occasionally before I stop saying bad things about the show. I feel bad. We're a very responsible show. How you doing, man?
I'm great. I bring a present for you from a listener in Asheville, North Carolina.
Uh-huh. Hey, I was there last month.
You were?
No, October, yeah, at the end of October.
Well, that's where I'm from. I'm from Asheville, North Carolina, originally.
I hear it's a hip place.
It is.
It's very hip.
It's become like Austin, Texas. It's like a blue city surrounded by red.
So where's my present?
You know, it's right here.
Okay. How about my present?
This is from my cousins, Jim and Nancy. And Jim is a very talented musician. He has a band called Junior James and the Late Guitar, and Nancy produced it. And Nancy wants to have your baby.
Really?
Uh-oh. She wants to bear your children.
That's interesting because I'm not
and
sure
she's,
my
she's
not...
past childbearing age, but she's going to work it out.
Oh, because I'm not sure my wife wants to have my kids. So if I want to have kids, maybe I should get that out.
But they are rabid listeners of yours, and you're a big hit in Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, well, that's great.
You really
thanks
are.
So much. Thank
and
you,
so
Nancy.
When I told her that I was going to be on, she said, "Would you give him this, please? You mean you know him?" You know, it's one of those. It's like, you mean you know him? Oh, my God.
Well, thank you so much.
And then she started twitching. And,
I'm glad I have that effect on people. When people twitch in front of me. Thank you so much, Nancy, and thank you, Jim, for bringing that. I like presents. We just got this. If you want some chocolate, dude, I can hook you up after this.
Oh, really?
We got one of those gift baskets, but it's not just a gift basket. Dude,
it's like a forklift.
Yeah, really.
It came in a crate, man.
Really?
Yeah, we had these great listeners out there, and I actually don't know where they are, but the thanks goes out to Charlie and Jennifer for the amazing gift back. Well, let's talk to me about Vegas, man. So it's one of those places that I have not worked. My wife wants to go to Vegas badly.
You've never worked there?
I haven't been there in years, dude. I've never done stand-up in Vegas.
Wow.
And where were you at?
I was at the Comedy Stop at the Tropicana Hotel.
And it was good? You had a good time?
I love it. It's two shows a night, and I absolutely love
it. Do you get yourself into trouble in Vegas?
I used to. And see, this is what's interesting, is that I used to get into a lot of trouble right before the war when I was doing stuff. I did a joke about how Bush, you know, really wanted to go into the war so bad that, you know, it's like he was, Daddy had a war, I want a war. You know, I want my own war. And then people would wait for me after the show, and they would say, what are you doing? We have to get the terrorists. And they would, you know, and like this one guy, this one rednecky guy in a baseball cap waited for me after the show one night and said, you were good till you put in that liberal crap at the end. Somebody's going to kick your butt, boy.
Uh-huh.
I'm W.W. Johnson of Carson City, Nevada. You better watch yourself. And I didn't, you know, it was like, all I could say was, sir, you have obviously misconstrued the ribald intent of my scathing satire.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Oh, you don't carry a wrench or nothing.
Oh, well, but anyway, it was definite. And I always got into a little bit of trouble with the more political stuff that I did.
Yeah.
Never the gay stuff.
Right.
Never. They love that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think some of them are very surprised that you're admitting it publicly.
But they've never seen that before.
Exactly.
They're like...
They don't know what to do. They're like...
Yeah, they're like, oh, my God. It's almost like... almost like I pull my pants down, and they're just so appalled and surprised that somebody's actually done this.
Well, I think it takes a lot of courage in the eyes of those people, and they can even respect that.
I think so. Yeah. I think maybe so.
So now you're finding that the audience, in terms of in political material, because I've noticed this as well, you don't get any, when you start making fun of Bush and the administration, you get a little of that now.
Listen,
shut up, man!
Yeah, exactly. Now there are no boos.
Yeah.
None. And
no.
I was pretty severe in my jokes.
You know,
it's like, you know.
I know your stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and it was not exactly, there was sort of no doubt as to where I was coming from.
Right.
And I mean, you know, I pay lip service to being bipartisan. You know, I have to do something.
Right.
And I make some Kerry jokes and some Nancy Pelosi jokes, you know, like, you know.
But I found that, you know, when you are, you know, scathingly critical, I think that obviously, according to all the polls, I mean, the country is with us now.
Well,
depending on,
yes,
not
exactly.
on everything, you know, they're not going to agree with everything, but I mean, they understand that something is horrendously wrong.
Well, there are still some people out there, though, who do support him. You know, it's almost like he has this Obi-Wan kind of power to be able to go, these aren't the droids you're looking for. You can go about your business. Move along.
So now, can we talk about gay marriage? Do you talk about that in your act?
Yeah.
I mean, because I know that Elton John is going to get married, and apparently England is going to allow it. Now, are we going to be the last country on this planet to honor our gay citizens with the opportunity?
I think probably, yeah. In this lifetime, probably.
Do you have any desire to get married?
Sure. I mean, I want the rights. I don't care if they call it marriage. I don't care if they call it spelunking. You know, I don't care if they call it wahada.
Yeah.
You know, I just want the same rights. That's all.
To get that's covered all. The health rights, the insurance rights.
It's all about
rights.
The money.
Okay.
It's all about the cash. But, you know, it's like, I mean, it's sometimes I wonder, it's like I had no idea that my personal life is so controversial. I mean, we have the most boring life, you know. We get up in the morning.
Wow.
We have cocktails.
Wow.
And then we do brunch. And then we go to schools and recruit. And then we plot the destruction of the traditional family for about 2 hours. And then we have happy hour. And then we do drugs and go dancing. And then when the crystal meth wears off, we call it an early night.
Uh-oh.
2 days later. And so I don't see what the problem really is.
Uh-oh.
We're talking to comedian Jim David. Yeah, I can't see the problem there. I don't understand what they're all freaked out about.
Well, no, they're very, it's really interesting. Sex in this country really freaks people out because, like, you know, I was just in Alabama this year. I performed at Birmingham, Alabama Gay Pride.
Really?
Birmingham, Alabama.
How many people were there?
About 2,000.
Wow,
it was
that's
a big.
That's
they had, they, the funniest thing was they had a reunion of every drag queen that they've ever had from the past in the in the last 20 years and from every bar, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
these small towns have, all these gay bars in small towns have drag queens.
All have a Barbra Streisand.
They all have, well, no, it's not even that. It's like Cooksy Delight or Myrtle Beach.
Oh, made up.
Made up drag names. Myrtle Beach. I love that one.
That's a good one.
Right?
So,
but they would say, would you please, and I had to follow these drag queens. You know, they'd say, would you please welcome Miss Club Phoenix of 1982, everybody?
Yeah.
And then comes on with the walker. But I was talking
the
to.
The blue rig.
Yeah, I know. I know. I was talking to the guy who's the head of the Alabama AIDS Action Council, and I said, there's AIDS in Alabama? And he said, you have no idea. Because of abstinence only. Because
right.
the abstinence-only education, and they don't want to... See, what they're trying to teach down there is sex is the most horrifying, vile, nasty thing you can possibly do, and you should save it for someone you love.
Right, and that, of course, they
wow. Isn't that what they teach in the church?
No.
Yeah, right. Well, they make it scary, so when you finally do it, it's horrible. And then
people around the country don't like to talk about sex still. It embarrasses them.
And what you're saying is because of that, they will go out and do it in the worst way. They will not protect themselves because they're already ashamed
right.
of it.
They don't know what to do.
So it's 45 past the hour. Why don't you stay with us? We'll find out what you got going on now. We'll talk
right.
a little bit about the Advocate and your what is this, weekly or monthly?
It's bi-weekly.
It's every bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly.
I know.
Go
there. I will when I come back.
Yeah.
46 past the hour with Jim David, Air America Radio's Morning Tradition. It's 52 past the hour. I'm here with Jim David and Mark Riley. What was it? What did that stand for again? What was that crazy, that judicial, what do you remember the JCCCR?
Judeo-Christian constitutional.
It was a Judeo-Christian.
It was Justice Sunday.
Justice Sunday. I remember that. I couldn't ever remember exactly what it stood for. But we're going to talk to Chris Hedges in a few minutes, a little later in the show, about some of the repercussions of that and the still insidious organization of ultra right wing Christians infiltrating the government to make a theocracy. I'm looking forward to that conversation. But in a minute, we're going to finish our conversation with Jim David. But I want to tell you guys about something I'm doing. Greg Giraldo, who's a friend of Jim and I's, we used to do Tough Crowd with him a lot. We came up with him here at the clubs in New York
City.
That's
right.
Hosts you Friday nights on Comedy Central, and the taping is tomorrow, and apparently I'm going to be a guest. I got to figure out what I'm going to do, but I'm going to be a guest, and now I don't know whether I should shave or look decent or what.
Stay the way you are.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. we're going to be giving away tickets to the taping. It's tomorrow at 6 o'clock on East 44th Street in Manhattan. We'll give a pair of tickets to the first five callers right now. So if you ever wanted to go to a live TV taping, here's your chance. 866-303-2270.
First live taping I ever went to was the Jeffersons.
Oh,
in
wow.
LA.
Really?
And yeah, I was in LA and I was visiting I was visiting graduate school. I was thinking of going to UCLA graduate school in directing theater.
Uh-huh,
theater.
Uh-huh. So you went to the thing.
And I wanted to go to a TV taping, so what they had was the Jeffersons. And I went, and I thought it was the worst. I couldn't believe it was. First of all, it was a badly written episode that I was watching.
Uh-huh.
But every single moment, the actors would pause for the laugh. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Insert laugh here. Wah, 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 wah. And it was just awful.
You're making people really want to go.
There's a difference between that and Comedy Central.
But what you're saying is true. A TV taping is a lot of waiting.
Yeah.
And if you don't go anticipating the experience of being at a TV taping and being sort of, coerced into laughing and applause signs and
right.
people doing retakes, and sometimes you can stay there forever.
Yeah, but that's the difference between seeing a Comedy Central taping and a sitcom taping, uh-huh. is because a sitcom taping is all fake.
Well, you know what? It's interesting.
Comedy Central taping, like on Greg's show, which is an interview show, and Tough Crowd, which it was. So there's a chance to be spontaneous and actually something can happen.
Oh, yeah. And you hated when they'd have to redo things because it's sort of it's never going to come back the way it just happened.
Exactly.
You know, I don't know how you feel about Louis C.K., but he's a good friend of mine.
And
him. He's doing a show for HBO now.
Yeah.
It's a traditional sitcom. It's the first time HBO has done a three-camera sitcom with a live audience. But he actually, for the pilot, they just want the show to exist on its own. They want the laughs to be genuine. So they don't have a stage manager telling people when to laugh. They literally go out there, apparently. He told me on the pilot anyways that they sent the guy out there and said, look, don't laugh unless it's funny to you. We're not pressuring you to do any of that, and we don't want any fake laughter. Enjoy the show.
You got to be kidding.
No, and apparently the HBO guy came up to it and said, that's the worst warm-up guy we've got. We got to get a new warm-up guy. But the idea is that is something you really haven't heard since the 70s. I mean, I watched the Dick Cavett shows. We had Dick on the show here, and he's got some of these DVDs out. And you watch TV at that era, you can tell they're not coached audiences because there's a human pace to it.
Well, not every moment has to be this golden moment.
Uh-huh.
It's a human pace. That's a good way to put it.
So let's talk about The Advocate. You got a biweekly column in here. Tell us about it because you only got about a minute left.
Well, I started writing for The Advocate last year, these, opinion pieces.
Yeah.
And they wanted to do a feature sort of like the conventional wisdom in Newsweek.
Right.
And so we came up with Friend or Foe, which is who has been a friend and who's been a foe to the gay community.
And this week was Antonio Villaraigosa.
Villaraigosa.
Who we interviewed. He was the friend. He's the L.A. mayor.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Yeah, because he says that he's going to support gay marriage.
And Patricia Miller, who is, who is she?
She's the governor of some state, I think. I don't know. I wrote
she's
it.
She's the Indiana state senator. We should
and
all
she's
know
the senator.
That.
She's something.
So, well, she's a state senator. It's a,
state senator.
You can she's forgive somebody. Us for not knowing a state senator. Yeah, for supporting legislation that would prohibit gays and lesbians from using medical science to assist in having a child.
Well, yeah, there's some people in Indiana that are trying to stop gays and lesbians from being able to use artificial insemination and stuff like that.
From having David Crosby's children?
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Where are you going to be working? Anywhere?
Huh?
Where are you working this week?
In New York City all week. In all month. All month of December
check
in New York
website?
City. Yep. JimDavid.com.
There you go. Thanks, Jim. It's great seeing you.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, guys.
57 Past Air America. We're going to have Stephen Gagan, the director of Syriana, here in just a minute.